Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? We've got you covered.
Ball going, ball long gone, Fernando.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Let's go, Padres.
On the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Grand slam for Manny Machado.
Chichi Gonzalez, the starter, on the other side. Both his parents from Cuba. That ball's got to go on a 1-0 deep left field, and it is gone. 1-0 pitch. Yes, they were handling Arenado. Yes, they were keeping him in the ballpark, just like Blackman. Not today. 3-run home run. 3-0. Colorado. Bases are loaded. Myers, high fly ball to right field and into the corner. That ball's carrying and carrying well. That ball is long gone. It's a grand slam home run for Will Myers. Opposite field. He doesn't do that often. He just did it. About that Colorado lead of 3-0 before. No, not now. 5-3 Padres. Grand slam. Infield, double play depth. High fly ball into deep left center field. That ball going. That ball rushed. And on. The boys keep adding on. The line keeps moving. And the smiles are bright in the first base dugout. Left center field, just to the left of the bullpens out there. And the Padres have added on yet again. A 3-run home run by the new guy, Austin Nola. 10-3 Padres in the second inning.
But I'm pretty sure it's 6-10. Either way, Myers swings at the first pitch and hits one very high and very deep out to left center field. It's going to go. A home run for Will Myers, his second of the night. A grand slam in the first inning and a leadoff shot here in the seventh. And the Padres add on 12-5 San Diego.
Gasp at a first inning 3-run home run like that. Here's a line shot. It'll be short hop to Garcia at third. They go to the second, a low throw. They make the turn anyway, and they turn the double play. And this ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I think we just have a lot of belief. We got a lot of belief in all of the areas of the game, from the starting pitching to the relievers. We know we can play defense and run the bases, and certainly offensively. And I think it's, again, what we've been talking about. I think it's a byproduct of 1-9 grinding at bats and staying in the zone, laying off of pitches outside the zone and forcing guys, pitchers to come, you know, more center cut of the plate. And, you know, so far we've done a good job of doing that. When we do that, you know, we've been finding some success.
Padres have a lot of belief, according to manager Jace Tingler. Why wouldn't they? When you win a game 1-0 one day.
Yep.
And then 14-5 the next day, you feel like you can pretty much do anything.
They're feeling right now when the game ends, they can't wait to get back to the ballpark because they're just everything is clicking right now. Those, you know, the much maligned bullpen, even that's rounded into form a little bit, Ben. And you know, Jace was talking about last night the competition amongst the guys in the bullpen. They're kind of where they need to be, and I like where we're hitting our stride. I mean, they've played really good baseball all year. They really have. Couple of exceptions, but every team's going to have a couple of exceptions. I like where this team is at today.
I don't know if I believe him entirely, but after the game, Mike Clevenger said that before the game, he said, we're going to score 2 touchdowns tonight. And then they went out and scored 14.
He'd be a great sports radio host because there's nothing more than we like to tell people how right we are.
Yes, and he gave us that news. We'll talk more about our thoughts on this game coming up, but we got Sean Casey standing by from MLB Network. Get his thoughts on the Padres, on Tatis, on the Clevenger trade, and what else is going on in Major League Baseball. The only disappointing thing from last night is the Padres, for a second, looked like they were going to pull within 3.5 games of the Dodgers, and then the Dodgers came from behind to win 10-9 over the Diamondbacks in extra innings, so they're still 4.5 back. But other than that, another great night. We'll talk to Sean Casey from MLB Network next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.